The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing, where you can get those updates and information and resources related to the pandemic at the state level, the regional level, and the local level. My name is Becky, and it is my pleasure to be bringing you the Daily Briefing on this Monday, December 28th at 3:02 p.m. in the afternoon, or if you're listening to our replay, at 6:02 p.m. Remember that state-level updates on COVID-19 and information on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also text the word coronavirus to 211-211 and chat with someone and get your questions answered in any language. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way. And you can also visit wa211.org online. Some of those resources include a number of mental wellness support phone lines and text services. The Washington Listens support line for managing stress is 1-833-681-0211. The Suicide Prevention Lifeline phone number is 1-800-273-8255. There's a crisis text line. It provides confidential text access from anywhere in the United States to a trained crisis counselor. When you text the word HEAL, H-E-A-L, to 741-741, and newly, if you text the word FRONTLINE to 741-741, you can get confidential crisis counseling designated and targeted towards frontline workers experiencing stress related to the pandemic. Teens can call the Teen Link number or text the Teen Link number at 866-833-6546. And individuals struggling with substance use or addiction can call or text the Washington Recovery Helpline at 366-789-1511. And if you missed any of those phone numbers or it was a little too quick for you, remember you can dial 211 and just ask, and they will connect you up with those resources. You can also go to our website, daily.ktqa.org, where all of our daily briefings are available for you to listen and click on and read. Moving on to state-level information, the latest statewide situation report on COVID-19, which came out on Friday of last week, has revealed the following. The state remains in a highly precarious situation, with active infection being around the same as mid-November, but with higher hospitalization rates. Cases and hospitalizations started to plateau just before Thanksgiving, then rebounded again after the holiday. COVID-19 transmission is plateauing, but hasn't decreased enough to be considered under control. Hospitals and intensive care units, also called ICUs, remain stressed at this time. The estimated overall percentage of Washington state residents with active COVID-19 infection was still higher than the peak in late March of this year. Now some news and information regarding unemployment. Any Washingtonians who have been receiving pandemic emergency unemployment compensation, also called PEUC, should apply for extended benefits now through the Washington Employment Security Department at esd.wa.gov. The federal stimulus measure to extend pandemic unemployment was not signed into law before it expired on December 26th, so recipients must apply for extended benefits in order to avoid a gap in financial assistance. The governor of Washington authorized a one-time payment of $550 for many recipients of pandemic unemployment assistance benefits to cover that one-week gap in federal benefits. Claimants should submit their PEUC weekly claim for the week ending in December 26th as normal in e-services on the esd.wa.gov website, And then when you see the alert to apply for extended benefits, select that, fill out the application, and continue to submit your weekly claims. Federal law has reduced the number of weeks available for both the extended benefits program and the pandemic unemployment program. Extended benefits changed from 20 to 13 weeks beginning the week of December 13th, and pandemic unemployment assistance changed from 46 to 39 weeks beginning the week of December 13th. The newly extended federal unemployment benefits begin the week of January 3rd. Washington's ESD, or Employment Security Department, expects to update their website and social media accounts with the latest information and advises that customers should watch for directions about next steps via email, e-services, or postal mail. The department reiterates that for now, claimants should continue filing weekly claims, watch for updates, avoid calling the Unemployment Claims Center with questions due to high call volume, and if you absolutely must call the claim center about another issue, try throughout the day and not just at 8 a.m. when lines are open, as that's when they receive the most calls. Continuing with state-level news, people arriving in Washington after traveling to other states or countries are reminded to self-quarantine for 14 days after arrival and to limit their interactions to their immediate household. Now, that's a state-level recommendation. This recommendation does not apply to individuals who cross state or country borders for essential travel, to include work and study, critical infrastructure support, and immediate medical care. There is a 14-day requirement, not a recommendation, for anyone returning to Washington state after visiting the United Kingdom, South Africa, and other countries where a new variant of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, that's the virus that causes COVID-19, has been circulating. This now includes Canada, as the variant was identified most recently this weekend in British Columbia. Moving on to regional level information, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reported 101 new COVID-19 cases today, but notes that holiday-related delays resulted in lower than expected cases today. There were 148 cases on Sunday, 156 cases on Saturday, and 374 cases reported on Christmas Day. The county's average cases per day over the last 2 weeks is 379, and with a 6-day lag to account for data accuracy, the case rate per 100,000 people is 560. Continuing with regional news and resources, Nourish Pierce County food banks will be closed this Friday for the New Year's Day holiday, and then again during the week of January 4th through 9th to give volunteers, the National Guard, and staff a holiday respite. Customers will be given additional servings of food the week prior to the closure to ensure that they have plenty of food for themselves and their families. To find a list of food banks near you, along with ours, you can go online to visit nourishpc.org/need-food, or you can call Nourish Pierce County at 253-383-3164. There are numerous testing sites in our region. Lots of them are giving COVID-19 tests for free. For King County listeners, you can visit kingcounty.gov and click on links to find COVID-19 testing sites. For Pierce County locations, visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. This week's mobile testing events include the following. On Tuesday, December 29th, there will be testing at the University Place WPFR Center. On Wednesday, December 30th, the department will be out testing at Pierce College in Puyallup, at Centro Latino in Hilltop, at Prairie Ridge Community Center in Bonnie Lake, and at the Lakewood State Emission Inspection Station. There will be no mobile testing events on Thursday or Friday this week due to the holiday, but the department will be back this weekend offering free COVID-19 testing on Saturday, January 2nd, at the Fraternal Order of Eagles Building in Ording, at the Journey Church in Tacoma, and at the Lakewood State Emissions Inspection Station. For the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department testing events, there's no ID that's required. Tests are free and open to anyone. And most testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., but do check tpchd.org for specifics. Results are available within 3 to 7 days, And if that 7-day wait seems like a long time, remember that if you're experiencing COVID-19 symptoms or you've been in contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19, you're supposed to self-quarantine and self-isolate for those 7 days anyway. As a bonus, some of those COVID-19 test sites are also doing free adult flu shots too. It is recommended that adults who are able to and children receive the flu vaccine that will make us more healthy and make sure that our hospital systems and healthcare systems are not dealing with the added stress of those suffering from influenza right now. A new program even arranges for a test to be delivered to you if you've got mobility issues or you've got trouble getting to a test site during the available hours. You can look online at scanpublichealth.org for more information about a test being delivered to you, self-administering your COVID-19 test, and then sending it back. Cheney Stadium is partnering with Discovery Health to offer COVID-19 testing Tuesdays through Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. through February 28th. The site will be closed for the holidays on December 31st and January 1st of this week, but other than that, should be open for the next 2 months. Individuals looking to get tested are asked to pre-register online at testdirectly.com. And those with health insurance are asked to enter your information during registration as well as bring it with you to the site. Well, that's the English language daily briefings and resources that I've got for us today. And as usual on Mondays, I'm pleased to bring us the COVID-19 Reporte Semanal, which is a production of the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department and Latinx en Acción. This report is always available on Wednesdays at VT Radio Universal's Facebook page and online. This report comes to us from the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, from Carlos and Cristian, from the end of last week. I'll be back after the Reporte Semanal de COVID. But for now, please get out that pen and paper.
El siguiente programa es una producción de VT Radio Universal para radio escuchas de KTQA 95.3 Low Power FM.
Latinx en Acción, con información del Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, tiene el gusto de llevar hasta usted nuestro reporte semanal COVID-19. Saquemos papel y lápiz y pongamos mucha atención.
Queridos amigos, amigas, muchísimas gracias por conectarse. Ya estamos aquí actualizando nuestro breve reporte semanal. Ya está aquí nuestro campeón de la salud, Carlos Ortiz, representando y trabajando para el Departamento de Salud de Tacoma Pierce County. Adelante, Carlos, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo estás?
Todo bien, gracias. Saludos a todos. Aquí Carlos Ortiz con el Departamento de Salud aquí en el condado y ciudad de Tacoma Pierce. Y aquí dándoles, compartiendo información. Muy bien, gracias.
Vamos a ver cómo va ese COVID, esa lucha contra el COVID, ¿no? Si estamos haciendo bien la tarea todos o tenemos que echarle ganas, tomarlo más en serio. A ver, ¿a dónde vamos? tpchd.org y luego diagonal español, ¿verdad? Para los que hablamos este precioso idioma.
Exactamente. Entonces, la página mayor, tpchd.org. Uh-huh. Y si necesitan información especialmente en español, entonces sí sería tpchd.org/español. Entonces, aquí vamos a la página mayor y vamos aquí donde dice Translate. Entonces, vamos a cambiar la página para que podamos leerla en español. Entonces, Spanish. Y luego, debajo de Gente Sana, vamos aquí. Y casos del condado de Pierce es donde vamos a ver la información aquí. Diaria. Hay los números. Entonces, aquí ya vemos que ayer hubo casos confirmados, hubo 126 casos. Entonces, sí anda subiendo, bajando. Aquí se ve como que bajó tantito. En total, ya tenemos, desde marzo, tenemos 22,848 casos. 3 personas falleció ayer. Entonces sí es un número un poquito alto. Sí. Obviamente queremos ver 0, pero ayer sí hubo 3 muertes. Podemos ver que sí ha bajado tantito, ¿verdad? Sí subió aquí, empezó ya de ver, desde noviembre empezó a subir, bajó tantito, subió otra vez y ahora va para arriba y para abajo, ¿verdad? Entonces aquí ya vemos el punto donde estamos. Tenemos 8,453 casos, ¿verdad? Aquí desde hace unos días, diciembre 20 de 2020. Entonces, hay que echarle un poquito más ganas. Yo sé que sí, gente lo toma en serio, pero sí tenemos que echarle un poquito más, ¿verdad? Y como les avisamos, ¿verdad? Si quedarse en casa, si pueden hacer una cena virtual, ¿verdad? Compartir así con familia por FaceTime, uh-huh, o teléfono, ¿verdad? Es lo que se ha recomendado. Si se van a juntar, quedar así, poca gente y afuera de la casa, ¿verdad? Donde gente puede mantener esos 6 pies de distancia y luego lavarse las manos, es bien importante también, y de todo lo más importante, usar la mascarilla. Y buenas noticias que sí tenemos la vacuna, que ya está aquí hace un par de semanas, uh-huh, y van a estar distribuyendo esas vacunas cada semana. Y lo importante también es tener en mente, aunque personas estén tomando la vacuna, que todavía mantener esa distancia, mantener usando la mascarilla. Entonces las recomendaciones todavía están ahí, ¿verdad? Entonces no hay que dejar de hacer, ¿verdad?, lo que tenemos que hacer por nuestra parte y tomar responsabilidad, ¿verdad? Eso es lo más importante aquí.
Recuerden también visitar la página por si necesitan hacerse una prueba. Ahí está el calendario, los lugares donde el Tacoma Pierce County Health Department está haciendo las pruebas gratuitas. Así que no se quede sin hacerse la prueba si tiene los síntomas. Bien, pues este ha sido el breve reporte. Esperamos que haya usted tenido una linda celebración de Navidad. Si usted celebra Navidad, que haya podido reunirse nada más pues con su familia, ¿verdad? Para que no se haya expuesto, y pues mantengamos esos números abajo. Y bueno, pues, si le quedó un poquito de recalentado, pues siga disfrutándolo. Saludos también a nuestro auditorio en la estación de Tacoma en FM 95.3 en la KTQA, quien también está haciendo favor de retransmitir estos breves reportes para todos ustedes. Así que sígase cuidando, siga las indicaciones, comparta, opine, y muchísimas gracias por estar atendiendo estos reportes. Gracias, Carlos, que tengas un excelente fin de semana.
Este mensaje fue traído a ustedes por una cortesía de Latinx en Acción, en coordinación con el Departamento de Salud de Tacoma Pierce County y KTQA, la Power FM 95.3.
You've been listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing along with the Reporte Semanal de COVID, a joint production of Latinx en Acción and the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department. Remember, you can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line, 211 for the statewide community resources and referral services, including food, nutrition, mental wellness. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Our phone number, where you can call us or text us, is 253-330-8821. If you missed any part of the daily briefing today, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM or on our website at daily.ktqa.org. Catch the Reporte Semanal every Wednesday at BT Radio Universal's Facebook page. Talk to you tomorrow.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.
I just heard that KTQA's volunteers are building out a broadcast studio right in the heart of Hilltop. That can't be easy or cheap. That's why I kicked a few dollars their way at ktqa.org/donate. After all, once KTQA gets enough funding, they can start adding so much more music variety to their lineup and give the people of Tacoma the chance to participate in actually creating programs that truly entertain and represent us, and not what some corporation thinks. Go to ktqa.org/donate to support community radio by making your gift today.